Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick off today with a big announcement from Dell, who have just dropped their most compact AI workstation ever, the Dell Pro Max with the GB10 inside. The GB10 superchip sports 10 powerful CPU cores, combined with some seriously optimized GPU grunt, making it a top pick for AI developers and researchers. What makes the Dell Pro Max really interesting, though, is how it's built to run NVIDIA's DGX-OS 7, streamlining setup and boosting data privacy for heavy-duty AI workloads. If you're in the business of crunching numbers, training advanced models, or just experimenting with AI in-house, Dell's new box is angling hard to take on the competition in the workstation space. Beyond sheer specs, it's clear Dell wants to help teams keep everything on-premises, giving Aussie researchers and businesses more control over their sensitive data. Shifting to Apple news, iOS 27 just landed, and the vibe is very much a nod to the classic Snow Leopard days. After a few rocky updates lately, Apple's decided it's time to get back to basics, focusing on rock-solid stability and fixing those pesky issues like overheating and battery drain. But don't think that means the Cupertino crew aren't innovating. The update brings the usual upgrades in health tracking and on-device AI, plus smarter search right across your apps. It's a classic Apple move, smoothing out the user experience while quietly weaving in more AI under the hood. The real headline for Aussies is how these changes could help older phones run longer, which always goes down well with folks looking to stretch their dollar. Moving on to gaming, Ubisoft has seriously upped the ante by launching Teammates, an FPS where your AI-driven squadmates are as unpredictable and chatty as your mates. This isn't just another battle royale with fancier graphics. The big trick here is the generative AI that changes up squad behavior every game. Ubisoft say they're leaving the NFT stuff in the past to focus on gameplay that genuinely connects, and if you've ever felt like your AI teammates were duller than a blunt butter knife, this is worth watching. Players can expect more dynamic tactics, unique banter, and better teamwork all round, which could set a new standard for interactive storytelling in shooters. For anyone who loves a tactical challenge or just a bit of chaos on comms, Teammates is shaping up to be a refreshing change. Zooming back into the Linux world, kernel 6.19 is out of the oven, and it comes with some blockbuster boosts for performance, especially for anyone running systems relying on loop block devices. The headline improvement is up to 5 times better input-output operations, which means anything from spinning up VM clusters to building massive data archives just got faster. As always, Linux is leading by example, showing that small tweaks can pay off big in academic labs, dev environments, and home servers alike. If you're a dev or just a tinkerer, keeping your system current with the latest kernel can mean real day-to-day wins in both speed and reliability. For the Pi enthusiasts out there, Raspberry Pi OS got a substantial upgrade with the 24th of November 2025 release, and it's worth a look no matter how you're using your Pi. The standout features are improved support for HIDPI displays and smarter handling from the default Wayland compositor, making GUIs pop whether you're working on a project or teaching kids to code. As Raspberry Pi boards make their way into classrooms, hackspaces, and even research rigs across Australia, these graphical updates offer a big boost for anyone looking to do more with less. Now, let's turn to a bigger picture theme that's getting more attention worldwide. Digital sovereignty. More governments and organizations across Europe and beyond are moving to open source software to reduce their reliance on foreign tech and build local skills. That shift is everything for resilience. Not just in the economy, but in technology itself. Opening doors for homegrown innovation and deeper community collaboration. Australia too can learn from this. Investing in open code and platforms can protect crucial data and stimulate local growth. If you're in government, education, or just an open source devotee, following Europe's example may well be the next step to future-proofing your tech stack. There's also fresh innovation in the classic world of chess, thanks to a new electronic chess set that cleverly blends physical play with digital smarts. This isn't just a board with lights. Think mechanical automation, game tracking, real-time coaching, and a whole stack of ways to play even when you've got no one else in the room. The rise in chess popularity, fueled by streaming and pop culture, means new tech like this is pulling in all sorts, from hardened grandmasters to total beginners. If you're looking for a way to get into chess or sharpen your game with a smart device, this set could be a proper game changer. Speaking of game changers, Microsoft's outlined plans to drop the old-school Windows Internet Name Service, or WINS, from Windows Server 2025 and beyond. What does that mean for IT pros? Basically, the industry's steering fully toward DNS, which is more secure, more manageable, and frankly, long overdue. If your organization is still clinging to legacy WINs, now's the time to get those ducks in a row and migrate, before your next upgrade leaves you in a lurch. This is yet another sign of networks maturing and outdated tech finally making way for modern, best practice infrastructure in Australia and globally. Now, for the Roblox fans, there's a chilling new survival hit on the block, 99 Nights in the Forest. This horror game leans into the best of crafting and survival mechanics, testing players as they navigate both supernatural threats and the elements. Those keen to get ahead will want to jump on the latest in-game codes for rewards, which Roblox updates regularly as new challenges roll out. It's another reminder to keep in touch with communities and devs for every edge you can find, as these games evolve fast. Meanwhile, Linux hardware reviews site Phoronix is running a Cyber Week deal, letting users go ad-free at a heavily reduced subscription rate. If you're tired of intrusive ads and want to support independent tech journalism, now's the time to chip in and make a difference. Community support is crucial these days, as more media outfits try to survive in an advertising shakeup. While you're at it, check out their deep dives into Linux hardware. Having clean access to robust reviews is a win for both weekend tinkerers and hardcore system admins. In education news, concerns about AI's growing role in uni classrooms have hit the headlines in the UK. Students at Staffordshire University raised eyebrows this week when a programming module turned out to rely heavily on AI-generated lectures and grading, leaving many feeling shortchanged. While the university claims it's intended to enhance efficiency and learning, students argue that the lack of human interaction undermines deep understanding and engagement. This episode is part of a broader conversation about how much automation is too much, and where AI adds value without replacing critical human roles. As Australia and the world consider edtech reforms, keeping students' voices in mind will be key to building trust in new AI solutions. On the hardware front, RAM testing tool Memtest 86 Plus just got a major refresh with its 8.0 release, welcoming faster RAM modules and broader support for the newest Intel and AMD chips. DDR5 support is now more robust, making this update particularly handy for Aussie system builders and PC enthusiasts looking to wring out every drop of performance. For anyone tasked with troubleshooting dodgy hardware or squeezing out system bottlenecks, Memtest 86 Plus continues to be an indispensable tool in the box. In the security and software development world, Microsoft and GitHub are rolling out a new AI-powered assistant to sort and prioritize code vulnerabilities. The aim is to cut through the noise of endless alerts, helping coders act faster and making sure the most pressing issues don't get lost in the background chatter. This lines up with a wider trend, using smart automation to make complex workflows more manageable so security teams don't burn out. For development teams in Australia and beyond, it's a practical step towards safer, more resilient codebases without sacrificing velocity. Taking a wider lens, these stories add up to an era of rapid change across technology, where innovations at every layer, hardware, software, and policy, are reshaping how we work and play. From AI workstations and digital chessboards to sovereign software solutions and smarter education, the pace of progress has never felt more electric or more complex. For Aussies and listeners everywhere, the message is simple. Staying curious and up to date is the best way to spot opportunities and avoid disruption as tech keeps evolving. Whether you're building code, running networks, experimenting with AI, or just gaming for fun, understanding these trends could mean the difference between leading and lagging behind. That's all from me today. Stay tuned and keep an eye out for more insights as the tech world spins on. Thanks for listening.